Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Well, Draymond Green was ejected during the timeout. Conspiracy Ransom and Ray Acosta, instead of being like an old school official and move away from the guy who's upset, no, they stayed close to him and kind of talked with him. And as a result, Draymond gets ejected 3 minutes and 36 seconds in.
Oh, baby. Look, I'm going to say good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. That's Tim Roy in the car right here on 95.7 The Game. Your flagship home of the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Orlando Magic yesterday 101-93. A good win for them. They needed to win because Houston won in overtime out in Oklahoma City last night. They're talking. They remain one game back of the Warriors in the loss column. However, it's really two games because the Warriors own the tiebreaker. Okay, that's that. The Warriors win. Andrew Wiggins scores 13-23 in the fourth quarter. And that's the kind of thing I want to focus on today. Obviously, 888-957-9570. A lot of you guys are going to want to talk about Draymond Green getting ejected for the fourth time this season. 3 minutes and 33 seconds left, or 3 minutes and 36 seconds into the game. Just can't happen. And I'm kind of like Steve Kerr. He deserved it. He asked for it. It is what it is. I just don't. Shasky, I'm kind of exasperated by discussing the same old thing over and over and over again. Again, Draymond Green said this was the most important season of his career. He's been ejected four times. He's been suspended twice for multiple games. The Warriors are right now in 10th place. He's had two games in which he's been ejected in the first quarter. Hell, within the first 4 minutes of the basketball game. Cannot happen. But I'm exasperated from talking about this situation. I really am. I don't know what to say anymore.
It completely overshadowed. I thought it was one of the better wins all year. Right. I don't think it's the best, but it's one of their better wins. Look, I mean, considering no Kuminga, no Draymond Green for the entirety of the year, entirety of the game.
Andrew Wiggins has come to life the last two games.
He hit the
that
two
That should
threes,
be the story.
And he had the little, like, it was like a floater push shot.
Right.
Steph Curry did not have a great shooting night, but I thought the way he handled the floor in terms of being a floor general with the 10 assists was excellent. But Klay Thompson has been playing very selfless basketball. At whatever whatever is needed of him, he has been delivering.
Yep.
And then I look at like Kevon Looney contributing.
Yep.
I look at Moses Moody, that putback dunk, and contributing. I look at Pajemski putting
right.
a couple in the hoop. Like four guys, I believe, gave you 40 and about 30-something rebounds off the bench. So it really sucks. Like we're being robbed emotionally wow. of a great win because of just unnecessary stuff. I mean, it's just where we're at.
Yeah,
here's what I would say to you, Pete.
Yeah,
I just want to start here.
Go ahead.
And I don't want you to say it. I want me to say it because this is me.
I love to just say the fact that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson have come out in the last two games and said, Andrew Wiggins is very important to us when he plays like that. We're a different team. That as much as we've ripped on Andrew Wiggins or said how inconsistent he was, you know what, man? I give him credit when he does play well. Give him credit when he does score 13 to 23.
100%.
That should be the focus.
Back-to-back games, I thought.
Back-to-back games, defending at a high level, playing aggressively offensively.
Active on the rebounding.
Look, I'm tired of talking about ejections. I'm just tired of it.
We all are.
What else do you want us to say?
But you're not alone. So I want to start here. Like, I watched Steph Curry as the whole thing was unfolding. I rewound it and I watched it back. Rewound it and watched it back. I couldn't believe what I was watching on a variety of fronts. Forget Dre. Just forget him for a second. Watch Steph Curry. We all agree.
Yep.
Steph's the greatest warrior of all time. Wilt Chamberlain, most of us didn't see. Most of us didn't see. Steph Curry's the greatest warrior of all time. And you're watching, I believe, one of the greatest teammates of all time. And we all would agree, a very balanced, fair, patient human being.
Right.
And I watched him do something that I've done in my personal life. And I watched his reaction. There are certain relationships that I have with myself and with others that are very complicated. And there are times in my life where I've let myself down or I've been let down by my actions or by someone else's actions. And I show the emotion. And the reason why I'm saying that is that I watched after the whole Draymond Green getting ejected from the game, NBC had the camera stuck on Steph Curry.
Yep.
And he bent over. And I sat there and I watched, and he allowed the emotion because he was vulnerable in that situation. And I am a chronic anger management issue person. I still struggle with it to this day.
I do
okay?
too. Okay. I do too.
And like I saw his reaction. It reminded me of family members. You know, maybe I'm getting too intimate here, whether it be my wife, my father, my brother, people that I love be let down in the moment because of stupid things that I couldn't control. I was watching it from afar like, oh my God, I've seen this play out before. And I watched Steph, who clearly cares about Draymond Green. He allowed the vulnerability to showcase itself and the tears. You could see it. I don't care what anyone says. Like to me, that was whether it was one single tear or not. Like that was a person who was completely exhausted by what's been going on, and he allowed it to happen. Like in front of all of our eyes, I'm long winded here, and I apologize. But his reaction to Draymond's ejection, to me, forget 1,000 words. It was 1 billion words. That was a novel. That was a 7-part novel of how some other person was let down by that guy again and again and again. And I'm saying, man, I was like, wow. I felt like I was watching things that I've done through the prism of Steph, and I was watching how other people I've loved reacted to me stepping the line, and it's just like, wow. I thought it spoke 1,000 words.
Well, that's very well said there. Now, I didn't get to... I'm not putting myself in that situation because what I went through in life and anger management, it has nothing to do with what happened last night. I'm not going to get that deep into it in terms of my personal life. And what I was watching was something that we've seen before on the basketball court. That's what we were watching. That's how I interpreted everything. And watching Steph put his head inside his jersey and shake his head the way he shook his head. We'll play the sound from what he said after the game. There's 11 games left. You played a team that has the 6th best record at home in the NBA. You're playing a team that was the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. You're playing a team that hadn't played since Saturday, that has young, fresh legs. You're on the back end of a back-to-back. You're desperate for a win. You're desperate to get rolling here. You're desperate to find your mojo and get everybody clicking, whether it's Wiggins, Clay, the new starting lineup, the 23rd different starting lineup. You got to do what you got to do to get a win right now. You put yourself behind the eight ball. And what are your trusted agents? A four-time champ, a DPOY, a guy who said it was the most important season of his career, gets ejected less than 4 minutes into the basketball game, and we could have just walked away from the situation. Now, I hear Fitz and I hear Tim Roy saying, hey, the referee, he walked this way. I'm not blaming the referees for that.
No.
Draymond Green has gotten veteran clout for many, many years in the way he talks to referees. When he came back, Steve Kerr said, we don't really want him yelling at referees. Then Steve Kerr later on said, hey, you know what? We want him yelling at referees. So I don't know which one it is. I don't know.
Here's what I want.
I don't know which one it is when it comes to that. But what I saw from Steph Curry was like, damn it, I need this guy. We need this guy. That was part of my frustration. Whatever happened between me and Draymond Green a few weeks ago, it has nothing to do with today. It has nothing to do with what I've said all season long or the years prior. When Draymond Green said it was the most important season of his career, he looked at me and said, it's about that fifth ring. And I need to do whatever I need to do to redeem myself from the season before. And now, we come into the season, and he's been ejected four times, twice in the first 4 minutes of a basketball game, and he's been suspended for multiple games. And how many games has he missed? And now you're sitting here in the 10th spot, so that's where I got to look for Stephen Curry saying, again, again, again. And here's the sound. Here's the sound from Stephen Curry on why he showed emotions.
Yeah, we know how important the season is. This part of the season is in our ability to get into a rhythm and secure a playing opportunity and give ourselves a shot. We don't want to have self-inflicted wounds when it comes to that. We all care. We all are passionate about the game and our chances to have something to play for down the stretch. So give everything you got to this game. And that's the emotion.
That's the emotion. Here's Curry on Draymond getting ejected.
No, I said we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor and be available, that's what's got to happen, especially at this point in the year. So it's a tough way to start the game, but I am extremely proud of every single person that stepped foot on the floor tonight and responded the way that they did, because back-to-back, the team is physical as they are. We got contributions from everybody, and it was a beautiful team effort to respond the way that we did and get this win, because we went and took it. And that's a big sign for us, a sign of growth to be able to respond that way.
That's as critical as Stephen Curry will ever get about the situation. We need him. It's late in the season. We all have passion. But we need everybody on the floor. We need Draymond on the floor.
That was
as demeaning as Steph Curry would ever get.
What was the one word that he said there? Team.
Team, team,
so
team.
So I'm begging one person to explain to me how all the fire and brimstone helped the team last night. Because I hear that a lot from people. He's the heart and soul of the team. Really? When you're fighting with the Rockets, winning 10 in a row, looking as gelled as ever, it looks like they're coming of age. That's what it looks like with the Rockets.
They're playing well.
You're on a back-to-back like you referenced. You referenced no Kuminga. The team is tired. You were just in South Beach.
Yep.
You know, this is a crucial point in the year. And it was an unnecessary, go at the official over a very nondescript play at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
And now you've eliminated yourself from the lineup, and so you're hurting the team on the floor. You're hurting the chemistry, right? You're now unavailable. That's not leadership.
Yeah.
That's not heart and soul stuff. That's just not to me. And people that want to bang that narrative, you're insulting your own intelligence.
I don't know if anybody is. I stay offline for the most part these days. Twitter's helped me out. Staying off of there has helped my mental health out tremendously, because I'm not going to lie to you, Shasky. I don't like being called names. It doesn't make me feel good when I see some internet gangsters or some trolls calling me every name in a book. I'm not cool with that. I don't like reading that stuff. I'll admit it on the front end. I'm not cut from that cloth. I'm not cool with people just calling me names left and right. So I stay off of there. So I don't know what people are saying. But the joke, it was an 8-6 game. Now, you hear this sometimes where Draymond gets kicked out or he gets a technical and you could say he woke up the team. It was the fire they needed, the jolt they needed or whatnot. Yesterday was an 8-6 basketball game. It was so early in the game and it could have went sideways. But the Warriors responded at that point. And they go up 27-11 at the end of the first quarter. They were able to hold that lead throughout the entire game and never relinquish that lead and win a big game in Orlando, a place they hadn't won since 2017. So I don't want to hear anything about, hey, it gave them a jolt or what. Look, some people I saw, I did hear this or see this, that, oh, well, you know, Steph should have done a better job of holding him back. They got to do a better job of bringing him back.
No, I didn't see that.
Here's my thing. Draymond Green is a grown-ass man. At some point, you got to control your emotions. You got to control yourself. What is Steph going to do here? He's standing in front of him. He's like, all right, come on, Dre.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's like right there. You said Steph Curry's bodyguard is probably saying something to Draymond Green. Like, yo, Dre, we need you. We need you. Let's just chill for a second. You got the one tech. You got your point across. Let's keep it moving. But you can't continue to call people the names you call them. We all read his mouth. We all read his lips. We read his lips. Come on, man.
But the thing I don't understand is it was so inconsequential to the big picture. So he was mad about a possession defensively prior. They go down on offense. I believe Steph missed a shot or whatever. Then they come back the other way. And Anthony gives the ball to your boy, Paolo Banchero, who comes crashing in to Andrew Wiggins. Whatever. You want to call it a block. You want to call it a charge. Like, I thought Wiggins' feet were moving. Whatever. But immediately, Draymond Green spins around, and he's in the official's face. Yeah. And he touched the official, which is an automatic ejection. Mm-hmm. Automatic technical, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then he just wouldn't let it go.
Yep.
And to me, it's just like, you got to control yourself. I mean, it's 3 minutes into the game. I mean, we need you. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm at a loss for words, Monte.
Listen to Steve Kerr.
It's been like 3 years building.
Listen to Steve Kerr.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys for stepping up. Moses came off the bench, had a big game for us. Gee made a big three. You know, Gary was fantastic. So we had guys step up, and that's what it takes.
Curry and Kerr. Moving past it, saying, you know what, deserves it, can't happen, but let's talk about the team. Let's talk about the team. Kerr mentioning Moody. Kerr mentioning Andrew Wiggins. That's the thing I'm focused on. Andrew Wiggins scored 13-23 in the fourth quarter. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about that. We got opening day with the Giants down at Petco Park in San Diego. We need to talk about that. We got Jalen Taylor coming up at 9:20 on this show. We need to talk about that. We got Dave Flimmy coming up at 8:30. I want to talk about that. And what the Giants are going to do this season. I want to talk about Wiggins balling out in Orlando. I want to talk about this team getting a big win, sweeping the Florida teams in the back-to-back for the sixth time in franchise history. But no, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. We got to talk about something that happened 3 minutes and 36 seconds into the game. And I'm not, quite frankly, I'm exhausted from it. Exasperated.
I think Steph is.
It's Steph.
Looked like Steph was.
I mean, he is.
Here's the part that frustrates me, and you keep alluding to it. I can't say it enough. They've been losing with him. So this thing that they can't win without him, well, last night they won without him. And I saw a lot of guys play really well without him.
Well, I saw the spacing be a little bit better. That's one thing where Andrew Wiggins, and this is why, and this is a dirty little secret. This is why when I say Draymond needs to shoot more, because he's wide open. Coaches can't diagram plays to get a player that wide open. Draymond's always open. But if you play Draymond with pods, you got two guys who at times are not as confident in their shot, and so they're going into the paint and they're navigating areas and spaces where Kuminga and Wiggins needs to do. Draymond not being in a game, look at how wide open the lane was last night.
It did despite, feel like
and I'm not
Wiggins.
Saying they need Draymond Green. I'm not saying that they don't need Draymond Green. But offensively, if you're not going to take open, wide open shots, you're going to congest the paint, because this is what happened in the second round of the playoffs. Anthony Davis was able to camp out in the paint for the L.A. Lakers. LeBron James was able to camp out in the paint for the L.A. Lakers, leaving Draymond Green wide open. What does that do? That compromises the space for Steph, Clay, and Andrew Wiggins. And all of a sudden, Andrew Wiggins got a bit more lane, a bit more spacing with Clay in the starting lineup. And then with Draymond Green getting ejected, and what do you know? Andrew Wiggins is able to go to his bag, go to the rim, dunk on people, baby hook, get into the post, mid-post. Oh, you know what? I'm feeling good for the three-point line. Let me hit 3 of my 6 three-point attempts. All of a sudden, Andrew Wiggins is a lot more aggressive. So I'm looking at it from a basketball sense. The spacing was so much better. You need guys who are aggressive offensively. So that's what I want to talk about. But 888-957-9570, I get the nature of the job. You want some thoughts on Draymond Green? Go ahead, give it to us. Because I'm exhausted right now, man. It's the most important season of his career.
was 3 minutes into a game that they had to have. 3 minutes.
3 minutes and 33 seconds.
On a nondescript
seconds.
Play where he wasn't involved. The guy can't control himself. I mean, we've just gone over. And the part that bugs me is that at every turn, he's been rewarded for the behavior, and we've enabled the behavior, or we've excuse-made the behavior. And I'm just tired of hearing it. The mental gymnastics people are doing. Every single play in the NBA all year long in every game, there is someone frustrated with a call.
Yep.
And yet there is one guy who stands above all as someone who can't control their emotions when it comes to the referees. And the part that, and look, I'm going to go here because this is just me. I implore my youth teams to watch the Warrior games because there is a high IQ and a sophistication involved in how they play the game. I do love the way Klay Thompson moves without the ball. I love the way Steph Curry moves without the ball and Chris Paul and how he sees the floor as a floor general. I get so sad trying to explain to young kids, yeah, you're not supposed to talk to officials the way that Draymond does. And this is a guy who's been in the league for
13. Why do you get sad about that?
Because it's 13 years of this guy berating officials nonstop. And then the broadcast,
Don't need to get sad about that. Just say, hey, this is not what you're supposed to do.
But then the broadcast, well, the official needs to walk away. No. The guy was going to the scorer's table of the referee. Draymond Green needs to walk away. The call was made. You said your piece. You got the technical. Move on. And it can't happen. And it's just over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, man, I'm exhausted. I can't imagine what it's like being a player or a teammate on that team.
Well, you know what? They feel better today. And Wiggins, Curry, Clay, CP3, Pods, TJD in his game, Moses Moody, they all feel a lot better today.
What a dunk.
They got a huge win.
Yeah, they did.
That was a huge team win yesterday. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, part two by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. How about that? Look at that QR code right there. 888-957-9570 is the
That's
number of your thoughts
cool.
on yesterday. That is pretty cool,
yeah.
huh? Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Drain, if you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. As I mentioned, Dave Fleming, we won't flush him at 8:30. John Taylor, we won't flush him at 9:20. You know Willard and Dibs will not flush Steve Kerr at 2:30.
That's BS,
all
man.
Coming up here at 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green. The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on live.
That's just the way it is.
Time for you to like and subscribe.
things will never be the same.
Bye bye.
That's just the way it is.
It's the way it is, huh?
Oh yeah.
By the way, if you're looking for the best Giants talk out there, make sure you are subscribed to Garlic Fries Baseball Guys Podcast.
Yay!
Let me just ask you, bring you the best damn Giants talk in the Bay every week, all season long. Win or lose, go back and listen to their 2024 season preview now. Subscribe today on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. It is opening day. Opening day down at Petco Park. Giants and Padres. A new baseball season begins later on today. Next Friday, the home opener. Hopefully we have some good things happening around this show for the home opener next week at Oracle Park. But it's Giants Padres today. Regular season is here, so we're going to get all into it all day long. We'll mention it here and there. Obviously, the Padres, they're 1-1 on the season. They've already played two games in Seoul, South Korea. You get Logan Webb versus Yu Darvish. Those are your probables for today, Logan Webb and Yu Darvish. So, of course, the Padres underachieved last season. The Giants, they didn't achieve anything. We're looking for big things with Giants. We're going to all get into it here. 888-957-9570. Let's get these fall lights cranking. Draymond Green ejected last night, but the Warriors win. Andrew Wiggins was huge for the Dubs. Steve Kerr, he said it. It was a gutsy win.
It was a gutsy effort, you know, in tough circumstances, back-to-back, you know, losing Draymond early. The guys just competed for 48, and obviously we need every game we can get right now, so that's why everybody was pretty emotional.
Hey, Shasky, how about that Andrew Wiggins guy? Kerr mentioned him.
Wiggs was fantastic. Just stepped up and made one big play after another at both ends. You know, had the big block near the end on Wagner. Made big shots, got to the line, attacked. Yeah, Wiggs was fantastic.
You know, watching Steph Curry kick that chair afterwards, and it was like it was a weird kick of the chair. It wasn't the same kick of the chair from, I believe it was the 2021 season, where Oubre and a bunch of the guys were on the baseline.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's like, come on, guys, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
But him showing that much emotion.
After the night.
To me, like, that spoke volumes. And I think to your point about the team and how everyone was playing collectively, it felt like everyone galvanized and were like, all right, and took a deep breath and like realized, like, all right, we've got some work to do. Let's do it. And that's the essence of a team.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I love seeing all these guys. Like, Moses Moody would dust him off, hasn't played and barely gets opportunities. And he's out there, you know, flying into the glass and trying to make plays on the offensive rebounding. And I thought Kevon Looney had a couple of really nice buckets. Great defensive possessions. Even Clay, like, I know he didn't score yesterday. Thought he had seminal defensive moments situationally.
Late in the game, defending Cole Anthony, Clay Thompson did a tremendous job.
Cole Anthony couldn't miss.
So, Clay Thompson's playing such good basketball right now. He's in such a good space right now. Clay Thompson, and look, the difference between not having shooting and having some semblance of shooting was a difference in the game yesterday. Orlando cannot shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
They cannot shoot.
It was a Chesky, rock fight.
I got some numbers
you
on
them. You have been on that. And third quarter was so ugly.
I mean, the first quarter, they scored 11 points. They were 3-for-22 from the floor. 0-for-8 from the three-point line.
I watched Wagner, the Mo, I guess it is, the older brother. Yeah. He crashed into 15 people. I mean, seriously.
It's a shame. It's embarrassing.
Am I tripping? And Paolo Banchero, for how large, he's a large human being. His athleticism and agility for how big
unreal.
He is going to be a player. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
He is going to be a player. He's
but he also clanks a lot.
He's got to develop a shot. He's got to develop a shot. So Orlando.
He's an Italian.
Well, they hit a late three, and I'm going, oh boy, here we go. Floodgates are opening. And no, I was, you know, they ended up.
No, they can't shoot.
Closing it.
10-32 yesterday. They make 11 threes per game. That's last in the league, Orlando, that is. Last in the league when it comes to threes per game. They're 23rd in the league when it comes to three-point percentage. They're 30th in the league, I think, when it comes to field goal percentage. They don't play well. They don't shoot well. Their offense is predictable, and they need shooting. They need a dynamic guard. Jalen Suggs has been beat up. They thought he was going to be that player. Maybe he's just not going to be that guy. But, boy, if they could get some shooting, they got plenty of cash this offseason to burn, Shasky. Also, big-time players who can hopefully space the floor for them. But that's Orlando's problem.
I wonder if Jalen Suggs is not a perfect candidate to come to the Warriors at some point as like a reclamation project, could he fill that
maybe
certain Sean Livingston-like role off the bench?
I'm kind of tired of having a bunch of guards. Like, I need a big. I need some wing perimeter players.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
But he's a guy that I think needs a change of scenery in the right setting, and I still think he's a player. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I feel like he's relegated to the corner three on that team.
Orlando, 13th in field goal percentage, but 26th in field goal makes per game.
How many point paints do they typically
get? They're one of the best
teams. Yeah, that's what I figured, because they go flying
into into the rim. And then 30th in field goal attempts. So they play very, 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 very slow, which helps out their defense. That kind of skews their defensive numbers. Yeah, of course, they're first in defensive efficiency since the All-Star break, but it's... As you guys are watching Charmed on a screen, boy, get distracted.
It's playoff season.
I swear to God, for you guys being married, you guys are the horniest individuals
because
I've ever met in my life.
It's playoff season.
Good
and
Lord.
When it's playoff season, that
Good
means
Lord.
We wake up in the morning and TNT's Gosh. Still on because we were watching Inside the NBA the night before.
We can talk about
and Charmed is on.
We can talk about the end of time. Oh, my God, the end of time is coming. An episode of Charmed come on.
She threw
and
her
these horny son of a gun. Lundman and Spadoni and Shasky. Oh, my God. You never seen white women with boobs before? Jesus Christ. Dylan and Cocker, what's happening? Dylan.
If you had my
How you
angle.
Doing, man?
What's up, Dylan?
Big fan. I listen to you guys every morning.
Let's go to Dylan.
How you doing?
What's up, dog?
I just wanted to add into what you guys were saying with Draymond. I mean, he got to keep his composure. That game literally could have made or break our season of the play-in. And I mean, I just don't understand what's going on with him. Is it family? Is there something else going on?
I'm not even going to speculate. I just think he can't control his emotions. I mean, that's pretty obvious to me.
I don't know. I mean,
if you want to get the
Draymond's told us before, he's not changing.
Well, no, he also told us
he said he will grow.
He said he's in control of his emotions.
Yeah, he
over
is,
and over,
but he's not going to change the way he plays basketball.
Yeah, I think his actions have kind of proven to me. So, like, great example. Like, I see people that they just do mental gymnastics to justify the behavior, and it's irrational behavior. Well, he's doing this so the Warriors get calls. It's one thing to get a technical. All right, and you're giving them an extra free throw and the possession and all that to try to set the tone to get a call. I'll listen to that. But when you get yourself rung up and ejected from a game 3 minutes in a gots-to-have-it game on a back-to-back, when you're without Kuminga and you're the 10 seed and the 11 seeds won 10 in a row, like, I mean, come on. Like, stop. And this is, I'm not saying that this is what the caller's doing, but I see this, like, stop justifying wildly irrational behavior. At some point, you have to at least admit and meet me in the middle and be like, all right.
Who's justifying last night?
He's out of control.
I don't think anybody's justifying last night. They need him.
I see a lot of people putting
What, on Twitter?
There. Yeah, just in
just
general.
Twitter. Again, I tell you this, man. Twitter is the lowest of the lows. There's some people on Twitter. I mean, I just call them the scum of the earth. All they do is go on there on Twitter and just disrespect people left and right and say wild stuff that they wouldn't say in person. That's what Twitter is these days. Twitter's what? I'm not listening to a damn thing off of Twitter no more, that's for sure. Let's go to Nicola Diamond at 510. Nicola Diamond, what's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Yo.
Hey, I just want to chime in on the conversation this morning. I just look at it like this. You know, how long have we been talking about Draymond Green the whole season? You know, and it's about the same situation. And right now, when he's needed the most, he's shown that, you know, at any minute he could blow up and not care what happens to the team. You know, I mean, it took how long to get ejected over nonsense, you know, and he's getting paid all this money for what? You know, he's not caring about what the effect to the team may be.
The door kind of being
open. Spadoni, you are taking... the poor guy was trying to make a point.
Right.
That was on you, Spadoni.
That was on the Laker fan. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
Was that not annoying everyone here?
No, come on, man. Close
your door. It's brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Shout out to Brian and company.
I'm back at Spadoni on that one. Justified flush.
You got to close your door, man. I don't know what's going on. He was a little high.
Ding,
he was a little high. Probably had some sativa to start his day, man. I know a weed smoker when I hear one.
Hey, you know
trust
what?
Me.
You give a lot of shout-outs.
I was a weed smoker.
You get. What's the reason why did you forget that the door was open?
No, because the way he was on? Talking, you know, when you're high, you can't do two things at once. So he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know buckle up his seatbelt, close the door, turn off his turn signals, or what? Nicola Dime, man. That's the reason why his name is Nicola Dime. All he's doing is buying dime bags, and he's buying them early in the morning. So, you know, it is what it is.
One of my more favorite jokes that I've told over the years, there's a nickel and dime up in the Russian River, and believe me, everything in there is a nickel and a dime. But the nickel and dime in Hillsburg, everything costs $100.
I believe it. I like Hillsburg, by the way.
Hillsburg's beautiful.
Hillsburg is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
We got a break club.
I know all the good restaurant spots in there. There's one with a pizza spot. Yeah. Hey,
shut up, I'm about to get the break in my ear, and that's what I start.
See, I can control myself. And we can hit the brakes.
Draymond, go bye-bye.
888-957-9570. Your calls. What do you think about last night in Orlando? Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, whatever the hell you guys want to talk about. Then we'll pivot to Giants baseball because I'm exasperated. What else do you want me to say? That's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
I'm a Warriors fan all the way.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys for stepping up. Moses came off the bench, had a big game for us. Gee made a big three. You know, Gary was fantastic. So we had guys step up, and that's what it takes.
This is Steve Kerr, and you're listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Steve Kerr will join Willard and Dibbs today at 2:30 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Warriors basketball. Steve Kerr, 2:30, and I'm sure Willard and Diz will ask him about the ejection yesterday. It was the fourth ejection of the season for Draymond Green. I believe he has 23 in his career now, and Rasheed Wallace is somewhere around. It was actually a 23 ejections.
Wow.
Excuse me, my bad. 21 ejections. 21 ejections, second all time.
A lot.
Second all time. Rasheed Wallace, number one with 29, and Rasheed Wallace thinks there's a chance that Draymond Green can topple him in terms of most career ejections. Charles Barkley, Dwight Howard's third with 17. Barkley fourth with 16. Anthony Mason had 16 ejections. Dennis Rodman only had 12 ejections.
Absolutely incredible.
Wow, I'm surprised. Rodman only 12 ejections considering the way he played and everything like that. So 888-957-9570. How are we feeling about what happened last night in Orlando?
You know, I think... just stop on the Dennis Rodman thing for just a second, because that's one of the people, like, we think of, like, psychological warfare. But I will say that as crazy and off the court he was, wild, he did, like, I know we think of him with Karl Malone mixing it up. The guy did understand about closing and winning games and whatnot. I don't know. His on-court IQ was through the roof.
Mm.
And he could control his emotions.
No,
I don't remember
player.
Him going at officials to that degree. I remember him going at opponents. I don't remember him going at officials to that degree. Maybe I'm misremembering Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
But 20-something. I mean, jeez Louise.
Well, yeah, no, that's crazy there. But how are the fans feeling about yesterday, man? Look, as a fan, I was proud of Andrew Wiggins stepping up yesterday, scored 13 of his 23 points in the fourth quarter. The aggressiveness, the drives. He was active on defense the last two nights, blocking shots. You see him in a post-game interview with Fitz and Buki. He knows, like, man, I know I need to play better. You hear from Curry and Clay after the last two games saying, we need that Wiggs. We need that Andrew Wiggins. So, to me, I walked away from that game, not about Draymond Green's suspension or ejection. I learned that, you know what? Andrew Wiggins cares. This team cares about Andrew Wiggins. And Curry and Clay know that he's the difference in maybe not making a play-in to possibly making a run in the Western Conference.
100%.
Now, I know a lot of people think that's laughable because you got to get through the play-in tournament. You may have to win two games just to advance to the playoffs. I get it. It's going to be very, very difficult just to advance to the first round of the NBA playoffs. But you have no shot if Andrew Wiggins doesn't show up. You have a great shot if Andrew Wiggins plays like he has the last two nights on both sides of the floor.
I just think, like, we're at the point in the season where it's like, we just have to play basketball. Like, would you say, like, I need the full roster to just play basketball? And that, to your point about Andrew Wiggins, he's out there playing basketball with a passion, and you could see it. He's playing aggressive and he's attacking. And then conversely, I look at Draymond, it's like, just play. We just want you to play. We're better with you on the floor, all right? We're just better with you on the floor. I got to read this text. It's from my mother-in-law. She is a diehard Warrior fan. This is from her text, and I'm going to omit some things and kind of paraphrase. I hate when Draymond Green has to be right, my mother-in-law says. I just don't think he cares, and it feels like he's riding his ticket out of the Warriors. And I feel like he has no loyalty, not to Steph, not to Kerr, not to his teammates. What happened to just a few weeks ago, I'm so sorry, and I'm going to do all this counseling. Boy, that talk feels very cheap. That's my mother-in-law. And she thinks when Draymond plays, he's good, clearly. But it's all the extra stuff, and it's starting to really outweigh all the productivity on the floor.
Yep, let's go to Vince in the city. Vince, what's happening? You're on a rust.
Hey, good morning, fellas. You know, I wanted to talk about Draymond and Steph's emotions, but I don't know. I feel like it's like you said, it's old. But, I mean, Steph crying in the first 4 minutes of the game because Dre got ejected, it says everything that you need to know about how Draymond's relationship has been with the team. Obviously, they need him to win, but it just makes everything so much harder when he's not on the floor. But enough of that. Andrew Wiggins, I messaged you last night. Where has this Andrew Wiggins been this whole season? Where has he been last season? Because this is 22 Wiggins, and I get that he's going to have his ups and downs, but damn, he was balling last night, and it makes it hard for me to knock him when he plays like this. We need this from him.
Yeah. No, you're right. You need this. And that's my biggest defense. Forget the hell, the ejection. It won't be the last time Draymond gets ejected. That's for damn sure. Or it won't be the last time he gets a technical foul. It really won't be. So my thing is, how can you maximize this season? Can I look at some positives here? Because that's we talk so much about the negative, and I get this. It's the business. I'm really exhausted from talking about ejections. I really am. This is his 12th season in the league. I'm tired of it.
Doesn't it look like Steph's exhausted?
Absolutely. Steph, listen to Steph after the game.
He looks so tired of it.
No, I said, we need him. He knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes to keep him on the floor and be available, that's what's got to happen, especially at this point in the year. So it's a tough way to start the game, but I am extremely proud of every single person that stepped foot on the floor tonight and responded the way that they did, because back-to-back, you know, the team is physical as they are. We got contributions from everybody, and it was a beautiful team effort to respond the way that we did and get this win, because we went and took it. And that's a big sign for us, a sign of growth to be able to respond that way.
And that's how I feel. It was a sign of growth. What else could I say about Draymond Green being ejected yesterday? It just can't happen. It's unacceptable. It is. If you're one of the leaders of this team, you cannot get thrown out of a game 3 minutes and 36 seconds into it. It just is what it is. You got to walk away. You got the first tech. You say what you said. Just turn around. If you need to mutter some words, what he muttered. Because we all saw what he said. We all read his lips.
It was poor language.
We all read his lips. You know what I'm saying? We all read his lips. And we know what he said. How about just turn around and say it towards your bitch? Say it towards your teammates or something like that. You can't do that. So the game is too. You got 11 games left. You need to win. You got ejected. It's unacceptable. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's unacceptable. We've seen it before. And guess what, folks? Guess what? It's going to happen again. He's going to get another technical. And we're going to be talking about the same damn thing. But instead, I'm going to focus on the win. And I'm going to focus on Andrew Wiggins. I'm going to focus on Steph Curry going night-night. I'm going to focus on Klay Thompson's defense late in the game. She all said it was non-existent. I'm going to focus on Kevon Looney. I can't talk about guys who continues to hurt their teams over and over and over again. Curry said it after the game. Self-inflicted wounds. That's a self-inflicted wound. It is. 3 minutes, 36 seconds into the game about a possession. He wasn't even mad about that possession. It was a possession prior to that.
Well, I hear a lot of people talking about, like, we need him to win. I don't know what the record is with him in the lineup versus him out of the lineup.
Well, they're a lot better with Draymond Green. That's what makes me frustrated.
This year, the data says that?
Well, the data, yes, absolutely. They're better. Well, they're about
I'm asking,
the same.
I don't know.
No, they're about the same, but okay. They're under 500 without
Draymond
Green.
I would say to you, like, I'm just looking at the totality of the year. He's on the team this year, and they're not very good. But I watched a team last night that, to me, on the floor for one night, I thought they looked pretty damn good without him.
They played okay.
I thought
last
they looked
night.
Pretty damn good could, without him. Could, but they're it, also without Kuminga, right. And you know, Steph wasn't having a great night. It was the back end of a back to back. Clearly,
it was fine.
They're undermanned when you don't have Kuminga and Draymond Green. All I'm saying is like there was a point in time where I couldn't foresee the Warriors cannot win without Draymond. Now I'm like, maybe they can win a little without Draymond.
But
I don't
know. What? To get to where they need to get to, they need Draymond Green.
Well, that's, yes.
He's too damn important to this team.
I would agree.
That's what bothers me.
But he's unreliable.
That's what bothers me. Again, media day, when I saw Draymond Green and we shot the commercial together, I say, what do you mean by the most important season of your career? And he pointed out one of his fingers said, I got to get that fifth, brother. I got to get that fifth. I got to be on the floor and I got to get that fifth. And he's been suspended twice and ejected out of four games. Two of the ejections happened in the first quarter. One, 3 minutes, that's 36 Christ. Seconds into the game. Yeah. The other one happened a minute 43 into the game.
I mean, that's like, it's got to be unprecedented.
So all I'm saying is, defensively, it helped that Orlando can't buy a basket. They can't shoot. That helped yesterday. I don't know if you can get away with Draymond Green getting ejected against teams like Dallas, teams like Houston, teams like the Lakers, teams like the T-Wolves. You need Draymond Green. That's the frustrating part about all this. That's been my frustration all season long, is that he hasn't been available for every game. He hasn't been available for every game, and what was the most important season of his career? Those are his words. And some of the same things are happening.
It's just, it's overriding what I thought was a great start to this road trip. It overrides all of the good. And they're in a position right now where the Rockets are talking smack to you about the 10th seed. Like, think of how low we fall.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! Yeah! It's like that!
Star East into the Houston Rockets after they beat City Thunder in overtime yesterday. You know what? They've won 10 games in a row. They're feeling good, and they feel like they got the Warriors. They feel like they got them in their pocket.
But can we laugh a little at, like, the Rockets in the 11 seed are talking smack to the 10 seed Warriors? It's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
It's like layers of funny.
And I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
They are coming of age. We were just watching the highlights together in here.
Right.
That's a young team that's feeling themselves right now.
By the way, they are feeling themselves.
I'm Jaylen very Green, worried.
Jaylen
we
Green
look
is
old,
well.
And we have some dissension.
Yeah.
One of our best players is getting...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.